día Francis de Christ Feast o San Peter and San Paul, la gran fiesta de San Pedro y San Pablo. And you notice the day of today was become martyrs San Peter and San Paul, the same day. Esta fiesta se caracteriza porque el día de hoy sufrieron el martirio San Pedro y San Pablo juntos. Whereas San Peter was crucified backwards, and San Paul was beheaded. San Pedro fue crucificado y San Pablo fue decapitado. What I want to preach is that the fact that they end up their lives being witness to Christ. So they became martyrs, basically. The two greatest apostles became martyrs means that Christ wanted them to become witnesses of his doctrine, of his love, of his gospel, of his promises. Entonces, al sufrir el martirio, San Pedro y San Pablo, significa que ellos, Dios les pidió que fueran testigos de su pasión, de su doctrina, de su amor, de su fe, de la caridad, de sus promesas. This word is extremely important to become witnesses. Esta palabra es muy importante, ser testigos. In fact, to be Catholic is to be witness to Christ. De hecho, ser católicos es ser testigos de Cristo. So, if our Lord wants us to have the holy faith in order to give us his promises and his graces, it's precisely because he wants us to be witness of his divinity. Si nuestro Señor Jesucristo quiere que la fe es la condición para poder recibir sus gracias y sus promesas, es precisamente porque quiere que seamos testigos de su divinidad en la tierra. So, to become witnesses of his divinity is to profess the faith, but also to live the love of God, the life of God on earth. And that is exactly what it meant to be witnesses of Christ. Every moment. Entonces, ser testigos de Cristo significa que uno tiene que morir constantemente y vivir la vida nuestra por la fe, por la esperanza y la caridad, para poder ser testigos de Cristo. And we must seal with, even if necessary, with our blood, our faith that we are witness to Christ of his divinity. And St. Paul says the following. St. Paul says, if you have not yet shed blood for Christ, you have not done yet nothing for him, really, meaningful for him. San Pablo lo dijo muy claro. Si no hemos todavía derramado nuestra sangre por Cristo, no hemos hecho todavía nada significativo por él. So this is the point I want to dwell upon it. So we must be witnesses with our blood. Means our constant denying ourselves, denying our mind, our human interest, our human will. It's a kind of to become a martyr is to sacrifice all that is human in order to be witness of the divine things. It's precisely what is martyrdom. Because if you notice, martyrdom is to give up our life, human life, the body, in order to receive the divine promise of heaven and profess our faith in public of the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. ¿Por qué? Porque precisamente ser testigo, ser mártir, es entregar el cuerpo, entregar lo humano, renunciar a lo humano, a la voluntad, a la mente, a los deseos humanos, para vivir a lo divino, vivir por lo divino, ser testigo de Cristo y recibir las promesas divinas de Cristo, si morimos y vivimos testigos de Cristo. So this is exactly what is to meant to be Catholic. To be witnesses of the love of Christ, of his divinity, divine love, his passion and death. For that reason, For that is the reason why Catholics cannot live but by faith. So we are having elevated to a divine, supernatural life, to live as a children of God in a divine way. It's forbidden for Catholics to live in a human, purely human way. So esa es toda la razón de nuestra santa religión. Es vivir de manera divina, como hijos de Dios, a la manera divina, de manera sobrenatural, como hijos de Dios, la vida de Dios. Por eso es un pecado para el católico vivir de manera puramente humana. El católico tiene que vivir siempre de manera divina, por el Espíritu Santo y la Santa Gracia Santificante. So we must live by the Holy Ghost, by sanctifying grace, every moment. That is the reason why we cannot compromise the faith, we cannot diminish the faith, we cannot give up the fight, because something divine what we are doing. And God is leading the fight, and He's going to triumph. That is the reason why when we descend to a human, purely human level, it's called liberalism. So we are giving up the fight and replacing God for something human. This is why the major of the sins is liberalism. No priest, no pope, no bishop can demand from us to keep up the faith, to put aside the faith, to surrender to another kind of fight. It's impossible. Por eso que la lucha del católico es por la fe, porque uno está aquí para vivir a lo divino, por lo divino, para ir al cielo, para vivir la vida de Dios. Por eso es que vivir solamente de manera puramente humana se llama liberalismo, que significa que uno pone lo humano en lugar de lo divino. Y eso es un pecado gravísimo, es el peor pecado de la historia. Because to replace Christ by man is precisely to wipe out all the work of God on earth. It's why it's called apostasy. It's really apostasy. So anyone cooperating in silencing or putting the faith in silence, or to remove the faith, or to put in a corner, or to put it in a lower step, is to participate in apostasy. Por eso es que cuando se pone la fe o lo divino por abajo de lo humano, o que nos piden que nos pongamos en silencio para poder recibir algo diferente de la fe, como algo prioritario, o cuando se pone en la esquina, o se pone de lado la fe o lo divino, para que lo humano sea lo que prevalezca, eso se llama apostasía. Y todos los que están en ese camino participan en la apostasía. So this is why it's very timely to speak about this, because the majority, even traditionalists, are in the apostasy group. So the thermometer to see if we are not in that group is if the faith is above all things, above all authorities, above all opinions, above all benefits, above all human things. If we are bearing witnesses that the faith is above all things, we are martyrs in the moral sense. We are going to become martyrs in the physical sense very soon, if God wants. Entonces, ser mártires o ser católicos es poner la fe por encima de todo lo humano, de todos los beneficios humanos, de todo lo que nos quieran poner como prioridades por encima de la fe. Uno tiene que ponerse firme para no ser cómplice de participar en la apostasía con otra gente que pone beneficios o cosas por encima de la fe. So, this is very critical, because the American culture has this defect, that the principles, the abstract doctrine, they don't know or they don't have the habit of applying it to the actions, to the practice, to any one of the moral deeds of our life. No, we are not used to that. So Americans are used to have the doctrine, the faith, as something abstract, to be held to believe, but in the moment of applying it, they don't know how to apply it, because they only apply things which are efficient, prosperous, materially well done, or sorts of things that haven't done before, as a pattern to for future things. So basically, when Americans in general, not everybody, but when Americans in general want to do something in practice, they think in a human way. They don't go to the faith to start applying, according to the divine way, the deeds, the actions that they want to perform. In español. So básicamente, es importante hablar de este tema porque muchos católicos, de manera práctica, de aplicar la fe, la aplican de manera humana. Eso es muy, un espíritu muy americano, americano. Eso pasa mucho en Estados Unidos. La gente se guía por lo que es eficiente, lo que es materialmente productivo, lo que son las opiniones y lo que es, se ha visto en el pasado en la historia acerca de estos mismos temas para poder aplicar la solución. No saben cómo ir de los principios de la fe hacia la práctica, aplicarlos. Eso le cuesta mucho trabajo a los americanos. Y eso es un problema que hay que afrontar y que reconocer. So, this is just to tell you a sickness of the culture, because the first step to be healthy is to acknowledge a sickness. Because when you acknowledge you are sick about something, you have to take medicine to cure that sickness. Because if you don't want to acknowledge that you are sick about something, you will not even start taking the medicine that you need. So, this liberalism in our culture of today, the cure is to be moved by faith every moment, every second. So, to take the faith at the highest priority, the highest reality, and at the moment of applying it, we have to pray first. We have to consider God as the center, always. The Blessed Virgin Mary and grace at the end. And just then, to take a decision what I want to do in this precise deed, this action that I want to perform. It's the only way. But it is not done like that. It's done in a human way, the application of divine faith. This is the problem. Entonces, ¿qué hay que hacer para poder aplicar la fe en la práctica? Es, todo el tiempo estar moviéndose por la fe, y antes de ejecutar una acción, rezar, poner a Dios en el centro, y que el fin sea la Virgen Santísima, y practicarlo por virtud, por salvación de las almas, por motivo divino. Eso va a asegurar que nuestro acto sea agradable a Dios, sea divino, con méritos para la vida eterna. That way of action, both my faith will guarantee that we will have the merits for eternal life, that we will have the graces for our next actions, our next day, and God will be pleasing to us. It's very dangerous, the apostasy and the liberalism and the Americanism, because faith is not the main consideration, at least at the moment of acting, at the moment of taking decisions. Faith is not the main consideration. It's not. I have seen that even among priests. Faith is not a consideration in every deed, in every thought, every word. They don't have the habit, and they think that it's okay to do like that, just to take it as something abstract. This is the problem. This is the problem. So I want you to think about that, because if we don't live as we believe, we will end up by believing as we live. So, liberals. Where people are liberals, priests are liberals nowadays, almost everybody, because they, in the practical way, they ignore the faith, they don't take into account the faith. So, por eso que la gente son muy liberales y participan en la apostasía, especialmente los sacerdotes, porque en su vida diaria, en sus decisiones, en sus planes, no contemplan, no ponen a Dios primero, la fe, los intereses de Dios. The glory and the interests of God are not first in the practical way. So I will leave you with these thoughts, and we ask St. Peter and St. Paul to give us the light, the wisdom to understand these things and to be firm and to be witness to Christ. to give our life, life to die for Him. Pues vamos a pedir a San Pedro y San Pablo que nos den la gracia, la fuerza, la sabiduría para dar la vida por Dios, ser testigos de Dios y morir por Él también. En nombre del Padre, en el Hijo y en el Espíritu Santo.